But God is right there with you. No matter, you can't get in trouble. He can't get you out. The only problem, the biggest problem people have is they don't realize that he's right there with you. When he first started dialoguing with me, he was always right there with me. And I said, Lord, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Because used to, when I would get in his presence, I would just faint. I'd fall out. I couldn't even compose myself to ask the questions I wanted to ask. But when I had the word in me, I kind of explained that yesterday's broadcast. But after receiving the word for 15 chapters a day for 3 months, I finally had the stamina to compose myself to ask the questions that I desired to ask the Lord. Now, some people that study have an easier time hearing from him. He's always there. And he started talking. He told me some things I wanted to know about creation. And I'll never forget it. But if a crisis happened, just like when the gunfights used to start, I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody, you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. When I said that, I connected God to the problem. He gave me the authority, like Pastor said, exousia. I have the authority from heaven to say that. And then the dunamis, he said, that's like your sidearm. Well, in this case, the dunamis was the angels that made sure nobody got hurt. Because I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody because drug dealers can't shoot. They always shoot somebody that has nothing to do with their foolishness. I said, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody. That means nobody could get killed and nobody could get wounded. I made a statement in faith, and it was backed up by the dunamis. It's like having the weapons of our warfare. We access the dunamis by speaking, and then the angels perform it. We're surrounded. Elisha said, open the young man's eyes. He saw a field of angels on horses surrounding the Syrian army. They're around you too. If you don't say something in Jesus' name, they can't fight for you. Somebody's got to believe them, and most people don't. Most people are not, they don't take time to study the word and receive what God is saying. They always categorize it to somebody, to some preacher, or somebody they look up to, or somebody that'll take the time to learn these things. One day, you're going to be in a situation where you have to do these things. If time continues, one day, somebody's life is going to be on the line and you're going to have to use your faith or they're going to die. If time continues, that's what's going to happen. And it might be you, it may be your children, it may be your spouse. And a lot of people are not educated. There was a lady in her house typing. And the Lord said, get out of the house now. She didn't know how to fight. The Lord told her to run. And she's still typing. And he told her again. And she got up and she barely made it. But she made it. She didn't know how to prevent that attack. Then this was on the history. This was on TV. And she told about how the rapist was coming, breaking in. And she barely got away. Because she was sitting there typing too long. The Lord had to tell them more than once. When we draw near to the Lord and he draw near to us, you're going to find out what you've been missing. A lot of people think they process prayer and studying the word like the world would. They think the world, I'm going to tell you, be honest with you, the world think that seeking God is a stupid waste of time. That's how the world processes God. They think seeking God is stupid. It's a stupid waste of time. Because they don't know him. They throw away heaven every day. Especially proud people. Proud people always think it's stupid to walk by the love of God. All proud people think that the love of God is crazy. Just let that sink in a minute. All proud people think that the way, from the heart, they think that the love of God is crazy. And they always get out of bounds. The love of God in us is life, not death. That's what God chose when he said, "Let there be light." He chose life. He chose you. He chose me. And all in the faith that we have, we access it. Without the faith, if you don't have love in you, your faith won't work. See, God, when God said, "Let there be light," he chose the light and rejected the darkness. And we got to do the same thing. We got to choose God and reject the devil. I think the devil's thoughts is stupid, just like they think God's thoughts is stupid. Now, they don't say it because that's taboo. See, when something's taboo, that's something that you just don't say, even though you may want to. They have enough restraint not to voice it that way, like I did. But talk about the love of God and they turn the channel on you. It's not hard to know that they turn the channel on you because they know for a fact they're not going to do it. Then they voice what their voice is, where people will take advantage of it. So they think it's stupid. And they'll never learn who God is. They'll never know God like that. They'll always be in the rut they're in till they die. And then they're going to say, "Jesus, how come nobody told me?" They always rejected it. And then they're going to remember the day and hour and minute and moment that they rejected it. Now, the testimonies from hell, people know all the times that they turn their shoulder against God. And they know why they're in hell. They wouldn't listen. Pharaoh saw all the same miracles against Egypt that Moses proclaimed. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't do nothing about it. And sometimes he begged Moses. He interceded on Egypt's behalf. He even admitted, "We're wicked. You're righteous. Please ask the Lord to stop this." And then he stopped it. Then he'd go right back to his proud ways. He wouldn't reject his pride. And he died a witch. See, you don't have to summon demons to be a witch. You just have to be rebellious. You just have to be in league with Satan. The Lord will help us come out of the darkness. We come out of darkness kind of like walking through a bubble. If you were in a bubble, and you, let's say a big giant soapy bubble, and you walk out of it, you put the effort forth to walk out, but the residue will, you'll walk through it and it's still on you. And eventually it'll fade away. Well, when you come out of the world, you still, the way you process is still in the style of the world. It still has a worldly likeness that you have to overcome. That's why I thought that I couldn't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to proceed forward. And then the Lord taught me how to do it. He showed me that I'm with you. Follow me. When I follow him, I was able to always break through that bubble. And the clouds of deception would fade away. And the more I studied the word, the demons fall off your life. Things that was holding you back, the fears, the doubts, the unbelief, all these things that hold us back, they fade away. And you see a greater reality from God's position. Because the word gives you a God's eye view. Scriptures begin to give you a God's eye view. Chapters and books. A healthy study habit of the word gives you a God's eye view. In your day, not just in the days of the past, because people are no different from the time God made Adam to present day. The only problem is, it's worse, because people have more knowledge to reject. When they wanted Jesus dead, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And now you got a new league of people you got new legions of people. Legions. Full of the devil. They can't do nothing with Jesus. They don't like God's people. God's people succeed when they think they can't. And they still have an animosity against God. They are worse. The only difference is, in this country, it's against the law to kill Christians. But if they get in power long enough and have their way, they'll make it all right to purge Christians. They already made a movie about the purge. The people that they don't like are Christians. I believe they'll start a war. I believe that was a plot to put all of our Christian soldiers in Afghanistan and other places. And then soldiers that take the guns from the people, they brought them home. But what, see, Obama, President Trump brought all our soldiers back here. See, worldly plots, if you spend time in prayer with the Lord, you'll know things. And people that spend time, you know, Steve Quill is a blessing and a jewel to the body of Christ. People have come to him and told him plots and things that's going on under the earth, in Antarctica, and in outer space. And he was talking about this long before Trump admitted that we have a space force. We got to receive what God is saying in order to do what we're supposed to. God doesn't let anything sneak up on his people. We just have to see what he's seeing and receive what he's saying. We don't have a space force for nothing. And people don't go to Antarctica for nothing. Just let that sink in a minute. And you have to go and watch his videos because they're very educational. And it will prepare you in your prayer life. The information you receive, always take it to the Lord and say, Lord, okay, we're weaponized. We have exousia and dunamis, just like Pastor pointed out Sunday. The dunamis, when you speak, you're involving God. You're involving angels. You can say something. You can shut down works of darkness. But first, you got to know they're there. And you got to believe what God is trying to give you. Now, if you say, well, I don't believe in UFOs, giants, but the devil ain't sitting around playing tiddlywinks. He's doing stuff behind the scenes. And now God has raised up men of God that can expose it, that's anointed enough to expose it to a world that's asleep, so that you can pray and believe God. If you do the spiritual warfare, you're not going to pick up a shotgun. You're going to go on your knees and pray and get direction from God. You're going to stand on your feet and proclaim something, and it's going to happen. And people will live. It's as easy as that, but you got to believe it. And people have to get on board. And the more people get on board doing these things, the more we can restrict darkness. Jesus said, he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. We're supposed to occupy until he comes. It's not about how fast the rapture's coming. Are we occupying? When he come, I want to know that I did my part in occupy. Because what we can do in God is powerful. And we'll leave on that note. I went way over time, so I'm going to have to do a part two again. I try to do part one because it's easier, but I thank God for what he's doing. However he want to do it, I will do all that's in his heart. And everything that's not like God got to go. I want to receive all of God's word and hate every deceptive and rebellious word of Satan. I will not be a witch. I will only do it God's way. I love God's word, and I always will. I thank God for his word, his people, the Holy Spirit who guides us in all truth, and all that he'll do through us as we yield to him. Now, I might be out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.